Welcome to Discover Indie Film. I'm your host, Jeff Howard, and I am on Zoom right now with the filmmaking team that made the insanely good music documentary Party Dream. I've got Aaron Hagel and Tim Slowakowski. Hey, guys.
Hey, what's going on, Jeff?
What's up, Jeff?
All right, so I realized as I said that, I always say Aaron's name first. I should have switched it up one time, but
no,
anyhow.
It's okay. You can say me first. It's okay.
It's the alphabetical thing, right?
Hey, Ron. That's right.
He's my elder as well, so we can go by age.
Yeah, me first.
For sure, age before beauty. I don't know. There was, I didn't tell you this, but there was ladies at the film festival that were like rubbing their hands together. They're like, wow, these guys made a music documentary and they're so handsome. But by the way, I'm being sexist because I'm not supposed to comment on anyone's appearance, male or female. So anyway,
it was
someone else's observation, not mine.
We'll take it.
Right. We love that. So anyhow. They made a film called Party Dream. You should watch it right now. Go on any service that does VOD or video rentals online and type in Party Dream movie and enjoy the film Party Dream about the greatest band you never heard of called Gil Manterra's Party Dream. And I'm rushing through it because this is a four questions podcast, which means these two are good. We're going to play with it. We're not going to be totally strict with the four questions of this podcast, but they are normally three favorite films, an underrated film, an overrated film, and a lesser-known film that people should seek out. I'll just jump right in and say the lesser-known film that people should seek out is Party Dream, the documentary about the band Gil Manterra's Party Dream, because seriously, like, this film has to be seen. And if you want to hear all about it, listen to the podcast before this one. But I am going to do my best just to shut up now. Who wants to go first? And name some favorite films.
Well, I actually had an idea here, which was for the three favorite films, I was going to say our three favorite music documentaries that influenced Party Dream the most. So we had three in particular that was always like our Rosetta Stone, like our guiding light to what we wanted to do with our movie. And those were Anvil, The Story of Anvil, A Band Called Death, and Searching for Sugarman. So those are three very different in a way music documentaries, but one thing they kind of shared in common was the sense of groups or a singer or whatever it may be, people who never made it to that bigger stage and always wanted to, but for lots of different reasons just couldn't get there. And that's like a huge theme in our movie. So those three movies in particular were very influential for us, and I think a lot of people know about them. Like they've been on, you know, major streamers and stuff, especially Searching for Sugarman was very popular when it came out. But I know probably the one that is maybe the most underrated or less heard about is A Band Called Death. And that's about also similar to our story. It's about brothers. But this is a group of brothers in the 1970s, these African-American brothers who start this band, this punk band, A Band Called Death. And that is a fascinating documentary. The music is great, but it's also this story about these brothers and how they put together this band and where they came from and the neighborhood they lived in. And there's a mysterious aspect to it as well about, kind of what happened to the front man for them. So a lot of that made its way into our movie, in a weird way. But yeah, if I had to recommend one that I know a lot of people always ask me about because they haven't seen it, it would be A Band Called Death.
And were those documentaries that you saw back when you just used to watch lots of music documentaries together? And that was partially, so they were truly inspirational, like you wanted to make a film like you had enjoyed.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. No, I mean, I've seen Band Called Death probably three or four times. I've seen Anvil three times, Sugarman a couple times. Yeah, I mean, that's just our thing, you know. I would go with that as well. Personal favorites. I mean, Woodstock for me, I saw that in college. And that, to this day, is my favorite by far, because it's not just the cool concert footage, but everything else. Along with that, Monterey Pop Music Festival, that one's great. 30th Century Man, Scott Walker, that one's great. I'm going to give you one that is my all-time least favorite music documentary. I don't even know the name of it. I saw it on YouTube, and it's about Captain Beefheart. And to me, that guy deserves a massive documentary. That guy's a genius. This thing was so bad. At one point, a guy's being interviewed, standing next to a tree with a telephone for no reason. And he's giving an interview talking into the telephone. And I was like, I don't get what's going on here at all. One guy was in a kitchen cooking. It was so fucking weird, dude. And I was like, this is not Beefheart, man. So somebody really needs to make an awesome Captain Beefheart music documentary. Another person I think that needs to have an awesome music documentary, and Tim and I aren't smart enough to do this, but Brian Eno, who's one of my all-time favorite artists, that guy deserves a badass documentary. But whoever that is, that's a whole different level of making a music doc. But that I would love to see Brian Eno one.
My God, Brian Eno needs like a 10 one-hour series, right? Because
totally.
There's the music he did, and then there's the producing he did. God, he's
the art, the cards he came up with. I mean, invented ambient music, Roxy. I mean, it's just nuts. So I think that would be really cool.
For sure. And Beefheart, you're reminding me that I grew up a big Zappa guy, and so obviously I like Beefheart too. And I've never seen a Zappa documentary that made me happy at all.
Yeah, I've seen a couple Zappa documentaries, but it's more about like specific periods in his life. So I don't think anyone's done a whole good retrospective on him either. But Beefheart, I think, would be really cool.
Yeah. And I'm assuming with Monterey Pop and Woodstock, you're a Hendrix guy.
I'm not actually. I mean, I do. I like Hendrix. I appreciate him. I have his albums. But I'm more of a Pink Floyd guy. Pink Floyd's probably my favorite classic rock band, who was not at Monterey or Woodstock, but, yeah. Actually, has anyone done a cool Pink Floyd documentary? I don't think that's even been done.
No, I don't think they'll let anybody do it because they have to all agree and that they can't agree on anything, unfortunately.
Yeah.
There's actually, there's two good documentaries. Well, there's one that's just a good documentary about the making of Dark Side of the Moon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen that. That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah. I like what that. Is it called? Like Behind the Album or something?
Classic albums.
Yeah. Classic albums. Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. That's got some good footage. And then they obviously there's Live at Pompeii, but that's just a live show. But it's incredible. I definitely recommend it. But it's not like it's not a straight ahead documentary, and they don't really sit for a ton of interviews, especially together anymore. So, but yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah, it was funny. I saw an interview with Roger Waters where he finally said really lovely things about Richard Wright because he passed. And it was finally time for him to acknowledge how great his playing was.
Yeah. A lot of ego in that band.
That would be the best documentary ever about how the male ego destroys things.
Yeah, actually, when Tim was out last year, we saw the Pink Floyd exhibit at Vogue. Theater up on Hollywood, and that was awesome, super awesome, really, really cool.
Yeah,
absolutely. Well, do you want to answer any of the others, or you think you gave us a least good one? Tim didn't, but there's also underrated or overrated if you want.
Yeah, the underrated one, I don't know. I would recommend people check out 30th Century Man about Scott Walker. I've probably seen that 3 or 4 times. That was a guy I didn't know too much about. Besides being like a reclusive genius, David Bowie was the executive producer on it. Radiohead's in there, who's my favorite current day band. And that guy's just got a really cool, interesting story in how his life, or his, not his life, but his music just took a major turn in the 90s and he never looked back. And that guy was like a teen idol. So check that one out. That one's really cool.
Excellent.
Yeah. And I wouldn't say it's really a recommendation because it's pretty pedestrian as far as music docs go. But I will say the single thing that got me through the pandemic more than anything else is Stop Making Sense, about the Talking Heads by Jonathan Demme. And I watched that countless times over the past couple of years when I was like, you know, all right, what do we do? What do we watch tonight? And more often than not, the answer was at the end of a night, like, let's throw on and Stop Making Sense. And it's just so inspiring. And, you know, the music is obviously great. The performance is great, but it's also Jonathan Demme, like just putting on a masterclass of how to film a concert and a stage show. So I know everybody knows about that one, but I just can't say enough good about it because it's that's probably my number one if I had to pick.
Absolutely. Yeah. Number one concert film and music doc.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. The last one is lesser known to seek out, but I guess you sort of threw that one in just now.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of other ones. I mean, back in the day we used to watch stuff, you know, like Tim was saying, it was like The Boss and what, 74 Last Waltz. And after a while we knew our exact parts we had to get to, you know, we're not watching the whole thing anymore. We're watching this here, watching this, popping the DVDs in and out, getting right to it. And it's track, you know, to go to. And that's one of our favorite things to this day. You know, we hang out. If I go back to Chicago, crash at his place, he comes to LA, crashes here. And every night go back, just go on YouTube or whatever, just watching music shit, you know, and just loving it.
Yeah. Well, I'm just a month ago, actually, we were hanging out in LA for the Sherman Oaks Film Fest. And, one of the ones that we watched was it's on Netflix now. It's about Creedence Clearwater Revival. So that's something you can go fire up right now on Netflix. And we loved it. Like the performance footage is just out of this world. Like they're just an incredible band, incredible musicians, the drummer, especially, and John Fogerty. So yeah, the CCR one, we really liked a lot as well.
Yeah. You are both inspiring me to realize that, it's funny, documentary is often, you know, about socially conscious stuff and other things. And I do not have enough music documentary in my film diet for sure.
Well, you need to change that, Jeff. Start watching music documentaries.
Another good one, I don't know do you know the National? I'm sure you do, the band.
I've heard of them.
Yeah.
But I don't know them.
Okay. Okay. Well, they're even better. So there's a documentary about them, that I don't want to say too much about because it would spoil it. So anyway, go watch a documentary about the National. I believe it's called Trouble Will Find Me.
Mistaken for Strangers, isn't it?
Oh, Mistaken for Strangers. Yeah. Trouble Will Find Me is the name of their album. Mistaken for Strangers. That's a really good one. Because it's not just about the music. It comes at it from a totally different angle. And it's very surprising as it moves along because there's a real story to it. So that would be one I would recommend too.
Jeff, I just thought of one more, and your listeners may not want to actually watch this movie. But Todd Phillips, the director, his very first movie was a music documentary about Gigi Allen called Hated. That is maybe the craziest, like the actual crazy. Gil and Donnie were fun crazy. Gigi Allen was scary crazy. And that one, if people have not seen that, I would check that out with a lot of warnings ahead of time because it's completely crazy stuff.
I remember how the reason Todd Phillips got his whole career started was documentary. Yeah, that the college stuff, the road trip movie, he'd done documentaries about frat houses.
Mm-hmm. And then this is actually a good segue in a way because Aaron should tell the story about how he ran into Todd Phillips one day, and that was his way into talking to him was about Hated. So you should tell that real quick, Aaron.
Yeah, I'll try to fly through this story, but it was one of the craziest experiences I've had. Like I said, I was bartending at Blood Cells restaurant over on La Brea in Melrose. And Friday night, Todd Phillips came in by himself, sat at the bar, and I'm like, holy shit, that's Todd Phillips. And the first thing I asked him, I said, hey, Todd, I'm a big fan, especially your first movie, your music doc, Hated by Gigi Allen. And he's like, oh, it's cool. I'm like, yeah, I've seen it like 3 times. And his response, he goes, why? And I was like, I don't know, man. Like, it's just totally bonkers, you know? So I'm talking, I'm asking questions, I don't know, for at least like a half hour about how he made it. And it was like super interesting. So at one point, I had to go to the cash register to make a transaction. And in my head, I was like, man, I don't ever do this because I've worked in restaurants. I've met a lot of famous people out here. I don't ever do this. But I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. So I came back to him. I was like, hey, Todd, I go, hey, my buddy and me are making our first music documentary. If you have any advice, man, I'd appreciate it. And he was like, whoa, man, that's a loaded question. Like, what's it about? And it was like, you know, the heavens opened up and the log line just rolled off my tongue perfectly. And he's nodding and like laughing. And he's like, well, what are you guys shooting on? And I was like, oh. So then he started asking me questions about Party Dream for like 45 minutes. So at the end of his meal, he's like, give me a pen and a paper. So I give it to him. Write something down, gives it to me. Aaron, here's my email address. Send me your trailer. I'll take a look at it and I'll give you my honest opinion on it. I was like, really? He's like, yeah. I'm like, holy shit. Nice meeting you. He takes off. Like I said earlier, when Ultimate Donnie Richie said, yes, I was shaking after Todd Phillips left. I was like, holy shit. That was so crazy. So then, I worked late that next morning. I called up Tim. I'm like, told him the whole story. And I told Tim, I'm like, you know, I have to work today, put together an email with the trailer in there. And then I'll send it to Todd Phillips, you know, after I got off the work. So he did, came up from work, sent it to Todd Phillips. And in my head, I'm like, okay, when he doesn't respond in a week, I'll just email him back and just kind of nudge him. 15 minutes later, Todd Phillips emails me. Holy shit, Aaron, as you know, I don't know anything about this band, and this trailer looks awesome. You guys got to finish this thing. And he just gave us like some, like, I don't know, motivational tips, I guess, and just things that we should do. And that was a really, really big moment for Tim and me, because that was the first time somebody that we respect the hell out of going, hey man, this is worth pushing for and you got to keep going on this. And that gave us a huge, huge push to keep going. Next week he came in again. Aaron, what's up? What's going on with the movie? I was like, what? I'm like, this is crazy, man. Like, he's asking me about Party Dream, you know? And that was the last interaction I had with him. And I'm, you know, we're cool with that. Cause it was like, it was just like that push we needed at that one particular time. And going back, you know, talking about luck, that was 100% luck. He wasn't supposed to be at the restaurant that night. He was supposed to go somewhere else and he just happened to stroll by and come in. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah. So the least we can do is recommend Hated for him. Cause I know he's really struggling in his career right now. So
yeah, it's funny. I actually emailed him last week just to be like, hey Todd, I know you've been hurt for me in years. The movie's out. If you want to take a look, and you know, he didn't get back, which I didn't expect. And the next day on Instagram, it's a picture of Joaquin Phoenix. It says Joker day one shooting. I was like, he's a little busy right now. He's a little busy. Just a little bit.
But, you know, hopefully he's the kind of guy who will go back in his email and, you know, when he has a little break from Joker 2, and he'll be like, 3 years, oh, I will watch Party Dream tonight.
Email. Yeah, totally.
You should probably like email him and give yourself a note to email him like a year from now whenever Joker 2 wraps.
Yeah, totally.
When the press tour ends.
Seriously. But it's nice to know he's a really nice guy. That's very cool.
Oh yeah, no, he was. And the thing too is, he's from New York. The Knicks game was going on behind me, and I just expected him to watch the Knicks game. And he was like, he had eye contact the whole time. I was really blown away. It was pretty cool.
That's a fun story to end on, I think.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll end on it. And because these four questions, ones aren't supposed to go on so long. We're just shooting the shit now, basically. So, Party Dream. Everyone has now heard us talk about music documentaries, and Party Dream is a great music documentary. So just search for Party Dream movie anywhere, everywhere, and watch it. Be a nice person. Shell out the money to watch it now. Don't sit back and go, well, I'm going to wait and see till it's like, you know, sometimes people think if they wait long enough, it'll be free or something. This is two people made this film out of their own back pockets over a 5-year period. You know, what are we talking? $8? Be a nice person. Spend $8.
We agree.
If it's more than $8, it's worth it. I don't even know what it is. I paid for it. I did the pre-order on iTunes, and I got no idea what I spent. But I was happy to spend it.
Listen to Jeff, as always.
Listen to me. You know, I don't steer anybody wrong. And what else am I supposed to say? Yeah, so find Party Dream, and this is the Discovery Indie Film podcast. So just listen to this podcast. Oh yeah, like and subscribe to the podcast. I didn't say that last time. Watch the Discovery Indie Film TV series on Prime Video after you watch Party Dream on Prime Video. Prime Video is not a bad thing. I mean, you know, Jeff Bezos, he's bought the Washington Post and doesn't interfere. Don't be a hater. Support Amazon. It's funny, a lot of people from Europe, like, they despise Amazon. So, like, when I say the TV series on Amazon, they go, does it have to be? But anyway. Where was I? Yeah, so discoveryindiefilm.com is all about the podcast and TV series. At DIF Wins is the social media for it. Check out the Sherman Oaks Film Festival or Film Invasion Los Angeles. So it's fun. Get to meet people like you and see films like Party Dreams. So I'm a happy guy. All right, gentlemen. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff. Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.
And thank you, everyone who listened.